Shabbos Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Once we said what women aren't allowed to wear when they go out on Shabbos, now we talk about men. Lo yetze ha'ish. A man is not allowed to go out in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Besandal hamusmar, with a sandal that was hobnailed. These were kind of clogs that had nails to hold the sole to the uppers, which were made out of leather. They were not allowed because there was an incident, as the Gemara brings down, during a time when the Jews were in big trouble being persecuted by the Romans. A group of fugitives were hiding in a cave. They heard somebody walking on top of the cave. They thought it was an enemy attack. They started shoving each other. Many of them got killed, and the noise was really from people wearing these nailed clogs that were clonking around up on top. Some people say they even killed each other with the nails from the shoes. And what we're worried about, of all things, is that people will remember this terrible story on Shabbos, and people will be sad on Shabbos. So you can't wear hobnailed sandals, not because there's a problem of the sandals, but because of the image that it will bring to mind for people. And you shouldn't wear it on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi actually says that the sandals made so much noise and also reminded people of all of these things. They looked ominous and squeaked that pregnant women would abort at the sight of these sandals. And so the Yerushalmi said that not only could you not wear them on Shabbos, but you couldn't wear them on weekdays also. V'lo v'yachid. You also can't go out wearing a sandal on just one foot, even if it has no nails in it. If you're wearing only one shoe, people will think that you're carrying the other shoe in your pocket somewhere. Or people are going to make fun of him, and so he'll take off his one. Well, look at the one-shoed guy. He'll take off his shoe and stick it in his pocket, so nobody makes fun of him, and he'll walk barefoot instead. Bizman she'ein barag lamaka. Now, this applies if there's no wound on his foot, if there's no reason. If, on the other hand, he's got a wound on his foot, and people will understand he's wearing the shoe to protect it, that would be okay. V'lo b'tefillin. You're not allowed to go out into Rishus HaRabim with tefillin on. There is a machlokas in the Gemara whether you're allowed to wear tefillin at all on Shabbos in the first place. People who hold Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin would certainly say that you're not allowed to go out while wearing them. They're not a beged, they're not an ornament, and you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos for your mitzvah of tefillin. On the other hand, for those who believe that you are allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, even then you shouldn't take it off on Shabbos. People are worried, of all things, that if he's wearing his tefillin, he might go outside and suddenly realize he needs to go to the bathroom, so he'll take off his tefillin so that he can relieve himself, and as a result he'll end up carrying his tefillin. V'lo v'kamiya, he's not allowed to go out with an amulet. A kamiya was an amulet that had a piece of parchment with some of the shemos hamafarshim written on them, or certain types of tefillos, and so they hung it around the neck as some sort of protection or preventative measure, and you're not allowed to wear this kind of kamiya bizman she'eino min amocha if it did not come from an expert kamiya maker. The maker of the kamiya, if he did not show success with his handiwork three times, then you can't wear it on Shabbos because he obviously doesn't know what he's doing. On the other hand, if he was successful with his other kameos to cure people at least three times over, then we say that once he's reliable, his new kameos are reliable as well. And so when you are secure in your amulet working for whatever purpose you have in mind, then it's called something that you're wearing, like a piece of clothing almost, and then you are going to have it. If, on the other hand, the guy wearing it doesn't believe in the kameo in the first place, he's just kind of showing it off, then he'll probably take it off in the street and end up carrying it, and that would be bad. V'lo b'shiryon, he can't go out with a coat of mail, an armor coat, on Shabbos as well. It's not ordinary dress. If he's wearing it, people are going to think he's going out to do battle on Shabbos, which is absolutely usur, unless there's a situation of immediate danger coming up. There's a Maris Ayin problem then of wearing your armor on Shabbos. And even in the privacy of your own home, if it's usur Maris Ayin in public, it's usur Maris Ayin in private too. V'lo b'kasta, or with a war helmet as well, he can't wear that on Shabbos. V'lo b'magafayim, or with the, they called them greaves. These were kind of shin pads made out of metal that protected the legs during battle. But they're only used for battle, not for wearing on Shabbos. V'im yotza, but if he did go out with one of these things, eino chayev chatos, because again, these are old Rabbanon. The hobnailed shoes had to do with the Rabbanon's incident here. Tefillin, you could consider them a garment possibly. It was only the Chachamim who said not to wear it, and the battle gear as well. Mishnah Gimel, Osetze Isha B'macha Tanakuva. Now, following something that we said in Mishnah Aleph, we said that a woman shouldn't go out with a needle with no eye because it's purely a piece of jewelry. This is the case of a needle that does have an eye in it, which is used for sewing and not for adornment. And it's considered a masa, it's considered a burden, not a piece of clothing if you carry it out on Shabbos. A tailor usually carries a needle stuck into his jacket. so that he's got it. So for a tailor, it would be more like a garment because that's the way he usually wears it when he's going out and around. But a woman who uses needles for sewing as well has the same status, at least for this, as a tailor. But a man who usually does not sew would not be chayev achatos unless he actually carries the needle. So he's doing a malacha in an unusual way. So basically what we're saying, we actually pointed this out in the first mishnah of Masechta, is that if you are wearing the needle the way you usually wear it, then you are doing it in the proper format for where that needle is carried. It is akin to doing a malacha. You're wearing it as an object, not as a piece of clothing. And so, in fact, you're going to be chayav achatos for this. You're not allowed to go out with a signet ring. Women don't usually wear signet rings. The godfather wears his signet ring to go and stamp things. A woman usually does not. So it's not considered a piece of jewelry, so it would only be the rabbanon. Rather, it's considered a masa, and so if she wears it out, she's carrying it, and she would be chayav for this. V'lo v'chulyar, she is not allowed to go out with a head ring that's shaped like a cochlea. It's a snail-shaped ring worn on the head, or a brooch to fasten a cloak. Women don't usually wear this, so it's not considered jewelry. It's considered an item of carrying. V'lo v'choveles, not with a bundle of spices. A little vial, a little kind of flask made out of silver or gold with spices in it. Sometimes women who suffered from body odor would wear this thing around. It's kind of a deodorant. Below b'tzlochas shel pil yaton, or a flask of perfume. V'im yotzasa, and if she did go out, chayev eschatas. She's chayev eschatas, because all of these things are not clothing. They are items that you carry. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir says. But the v'hachamim potrin, bechubeles u'betzlochas shel pil yaton. But the chachamim say if it's the spice bundle or the perfume flask that she is wearing because it's a woman who's troubled by unpleasant BO, then according to the Chachamim, she is allowed to wear them. They are considered adornments. They serve a purpose for her. And it's only Durabanan that she shouldn't go out because she might take them off to show her friends or whatever it might be. So they consider it to be more like jewelry than like something that they're carrying, unlike Rabbi Meir. Halacha is like the Chachamim, in fact, that it's only Durabanan for those two items.